Blackstone Audio presents Criminal Paradise by Stephen M. Thomas. For Susan Parker, Ken Smith, David Carkeet, and all my other writing teachers. Chapter 1. We were robbing the Cow Town on Harbor Boulevard. It's a big, barn-shaped steakhouse with a split-rail fence in front that does a land-office business on Father's Day, the third richest day of the year for most restaurants. All evening, circus acts of like-faced families had crowded in the entrance, making the silly jokes that have no meaning to outsiders. Young and middle-aged adults taking their fathers and grandfathers out for a meal that showed appreciation but proved independence. The restaurant had closed at midnight, and the last back-slapping, toothpick-chewing customers were gone by 12:30. Most of the employees were gone, too. There were five people inside: the manager, the cashier, two dishwashers, and a busboy. The restaurant had an L-shaped parking lot that lay in front and along the left side of the building. Two junkers and two modest sedans were parked in the side lot. The dishwashers rode together. A chain-link fence overgrown with flowering honeysuckle vines ran along the back of the parking lot and building, continuing across the rear of an overgrown field on the far side. The blacktop alley between the fence and the back of the restaurant was just wide enough for a garbage or delivery truck to squeeze in. Beyond the fence were the backyards of little stucco houses where lower middle class citizens were sleeping in their sagging lower middle class beds.